There are moments when silence feels louder than any scream, when the clock ticks but time feels frozen, when every step forward feels like dragging chains behind you. That's the weight of doubt, the fog of fatigue, the whisper of surrender. You may know that feeling, when life seems too heavy and quitting whispers seductively in your ear. It speaks in a familiar tone, one that pretends to care, telling you it's okay to stop, to slow down, to give up. But giving up doesn't lead to peace, it leads to regret. But I ask you today, not as a philosopher or teacher, but as a human walking beside you, what if this is your moment? What if everything that has tested you was preparing you? What if the pain you've endured wasn't meant to destroy you, but to define you? The Stoics did not wait for a perfect moment to act. They trained their minds to see every moment as their time. They knew that every challenge hides within it a chance. Every burden contains the blueprint for a breakthrough. Every silence is an invitation to listen to something deeper within yourself. This is not about enduring endlessly, it's about deciding deliberately. The theme here is not survival, it's resurgence. This is about the kind of inner force that doesn't make headlines, but wins battles no one sees. The choice not to quit is not a loud one. It is a quiet rebellion, a revolution waged not in the streets, but in the soul, a fire that doesn't rage, but endures. That steady resolve, that quiet defiance against despair, that's what we must uncover now. Just like seeds must be buried in darkness before they break the surface, your greatest growth happens in silence, in darkness, in the struggle no one sees. The pressure you're under isn't the end, it's the beginning. What feels like a valley is actually a place of formation. The roots of your strength are growing deep, because they must, because survival demands it. You're not just enduring, you're becoming. The pain isn't punishment, it's preparation. The quiet isn't rejection, it's construction. You are being planted, not buried. In the fire, your endurance is forged. In the drought, your roots grow deeper. And in time, what grows in the dark will rise in the light, and it will last. Hold on, endure, grow through this. Your time is coming, your time is now. There is something sacred in persistence, something powerful in saying, "Not yet, I will keep going," even when no one claps, even when the light is dim, even when it hurts. Today, we're going to reclaim that strength, not by wishing, not by waiting, but by walking, one step, one breath, one disciplined decision at a time. Let's walk together through the ancient wisdom of the Stoics to remember something essential. Your time is now. It has always been now. You were never behind. You were never too late. This is it, and you are ready. Chapter 1. Endurance is your edge. The Stoics believed that the soul is forged in adversity. Epictetus, born into slavery, rose not by escaping his hardship, but by enduring it with a mind unchained. He taught that we suffer not from events, but from our judgment about them. In the face of hardship, your power lies not in escape, but in interpretation. To not quit is not about blind stubbornness. It is a choice to meet pain with purpose. The world breaks many, but the Stoic asks, "Who will I become through this?" This question, repeated every day, transforms struggle into strength. Your endurance is not passive. It is an active force that outlasts discouragement, outlasts insult, and outlasts failure. Think of a mountain, unmoving despite the storms. Not because it doesn't feel them, but because it is rooted deep. You too must plant your values deeper than your circumstances. Your clarity, your consistency, your control. These are your roots. There will be days when the only victory is showing up. On those days, remember what Seneca said. It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult. Those words aren't just poetic, they are a call to arms. They remind us that fear often disguises itself as logic, and doubt wears the mask of reason. The challenge is not the obstacle itself, but our response to it. Showing up, especially when it feels meaningless, is in itself an act of courage. It says, "I may not have full control, but I will not surrender." That decision, quiet and uncelebrated, becomes a defining act. It signals not just endurance, but defiance, the refusal to break even when you feel bent beyond recognition. Build your strength in the small things. Wake up even when motivation sleeps. Speak with discipline even when anger tempts. Write down your values when the world tries to rewrite them. Train your posture before the world asks you to stand tall. Prepare your mind when it would rather scroll. Sharpen your focus in silence, because noise never prepares anyone for battle. Sit in stillness before the day demands noise. Learn to breathe deeply in the spaces where anxiety would rather rush in. Master the art of calm before chaos arrives. Make calm your companion. Develop the patience to respond, not react. Fortify your thinking in the quiet hours before the storm. Remind yourself every morning that peace is not a given. It is earned with repetition, with breath, with presence. Peace must be practiced. Strength must be shaped. Even in your smallest choices, you are forming your identity. Your endurance begins with your morning routine, your late-night thoughts, your small acts of discipline. It's in choosing water over comfort, truth over popularity, effort over excuse. It's in those quiet decisions, rising before dawn to think, pausing before reacting, staying kind in the face of sarcasm. These are not grand gestures, they are minute victories, and each one is a building block. Each one writes a line in your character. They don't earn likes, but they earn peace. They don't go viral, but they make you unshakable. It's not flashy, no one applauds it. But it adds up. It accumulates in the bones. It becomes who you are. It settles into your posture, your tone, your habits. Over time, it separates those who speak of strength from those who embody it. Each repetition of restraint builds resilience. Each moment of mindfulness shapes the fortress within. Each choice to breathe instead of explode, to reflect instead of panic, to hold the line instead of crumble. These are your quiet wins. These moments stitched together form the armor you'll wear when chaos comes. And when it does, you won't need to search for strength. It will already be part of you. Like a warrior who trains for a battle they hope never comes, your consistency prepares you for a storm you may not yet see. When the test arrives, it won't catch you unready. It will meet someone already rooted, already armed, already made whole by a thousand invisible triumphs. That is the hidden power of discipline. That is how you become stormproof, by earning your strength in the silence the world forgets to praise. Because storms don't announce themselves, they arrive, and only those who've trained in the dark can stand in the light. You don't rise to the occasion, you fall to the level of your preparation. So train now, every day, quietly, without applause, without fear, with purpose. Chapter 2. Progress over perfection. One of the most lethal traps for the modern Stoic is the illusion of perfection. The world parades polished success stories, flawless physiques, and seamless lives. Social media amplifies this illusion, showing us curated snippets instead of the full story, filtered achievements, not the pain behind them. But the Stoic sees through this. Marcus Aurelius never claimed to be perfect. He wrote in his Meditations not as a finished product, but as a flawed human trying daily to become better. His writing is raw, repetitive, self-corrective, proof that even an emperor needed reminders. Don't quit because you're not yet where you want to be. Don't give up because the distance between where you are and where you aim seems wide. That distance is not a sign of failure. It is proof that you have somewhere worth going. The Stoic understands that progress is the true path, not arrival. The journey itself, with all its imperfect steps, is the proving ground of resilience. Each step forward, however small, builds momentum. Each decision to continue is a spark, and over time, sparks build fire. It's not about never falling, it's about rising without resentment each time you do. It's about refusing to let the fall define you. Each fall becomes feedback. Each stumble becomes an opportunity to refine, to learn, to adjust your posture. The aim is not to be flawless, it's to be faithful to the pursuit, faithful in the face of difficulty, faithful in the face of slow progress, faithful when applause is absent. Perfectionism is a disguised form of fear. The fear of failure, the fear of judgment, the fear of looking foolish. It paralyzes the will and feeds the inner critic. It demands flawlessness and punishes effort. It teaches you that it's better to delay than to risk imperfection. But the Stoic does not chase applause. He chases mastery. And mastery comes with bruises. It comes with calloused hands and humbled hearts. It comes with repetition. It comes with days that don't look like success, but are building it beneath the surface. It requires returning to the task even after disappointment. The Stoic understands that every scratch on your armor tells a story of resistance, of trying, of continuing, and each story builds the tapestry of your becoming. Life is not a highlight reel. It's a raw, unedited journey filled with starts and stumbles. It's the cluttered desk, the late nights, the silent doubts, the mornings you question your purpose, and the evenings you rewrite your plan. It's the projects that stall, the friendships that stretch, the goals that evolve. It's not the magazine cover, but the moments before and after the photo was taken, the moments of effort, of vulnerability, of honest struggle, of falling apart and rebuilding without anyone noticing. The Stoic knows these are the sacred spaces, the real proving grounds of the soul. The wise do not hide their wounds. They wear them as proof of their fight, as reminders that they stayed in the ring when it would have been easier to quit. They understand that each scar tells a story, not of defeat, but of survival, of persistence. Every line, every bruise, every break that healed. These are testaments not just to pain, but to power. The power to endure, to rise again, to continue shaping one's character in the fire of adversity. They know that nothing sincere is ever wasted, not tears, not failures, not mistakes. They speak of their errors not with shame, but with honesty. Because shame binds, but truth liberates. It invites others to drop their masks too, to step out of hiding and into healing. Because it's not perfection that inspires, it's authenticity. It's not the illusion of control, but the raw display of courage. It's the open hands, the tired eyes, the steady breath saying, "I'm still here, I'm still trying, and I'm not done." It's the courage to keep going while being unfinished, to create, to love, to strive, all while still working on yourself, to keep showing up while carrying invisible weights, to be a work in progress without apology. That's where real strength lives, not in the image of being unbreakable, but in the reality of being unbroken and choosing to stay open despite the bruises. That's what builds trust, not in an image, but in your truth, in your lived experience. In the honest admission that the path is hard, but you've chosen to walk it anyway, with blistered feet and a steady heart. Because when people see your flaws and your persistence, they see permission to keep going too. They see hope reflected back at them. They see that strength isn't a roar, it's a whisper that refuses to stop. And that kind of strength multiplies. It becomes a quiet revolution, a chain of courage. A living philosophy shared not through lecture, but through example. It becomes a reminder that we are not alone, and that unfinished can still be unstoppable. Keep a journal, not to boast, but to track your steps. Reflect not just on what went right, but how you responded when it didn't. Set goals, but let them be flexible. Let your success be measured in effort, not outcome. Chapter 3. The Power of Present Action. The Stoics warned against drifting. They believe time is the most precious resource we are given, and it is also the most wasted. You act like mortals in all that you fear, and like immortals in all that you desire, said Seneca. The tragedy, they believed, was not in dying, but in never truly living. To drift through life without intention was a betrayal of the divine spark within. Every moment you waste in indecision is a moment of life you'll never get back. Every hour spent procrastinating is one less hour building the life you say you want. The clock does not pause for confusion, and time does not grant extensions. Don't quit, not just because of the future you dream of, but because the present you have is enough to begin. You don't need a perfect plan. You don't need a surge of motivation. You need to begin and let clarity come through movement. Action is the chisel that shapes confusion into form. You refine your aim by walking, not by waiting. Every time you take a step, you sharpen your vision. Procrastination is a thief dressed in comfort. It whispers that tomorrow will be better, that some mythical moment will arrive when you'll feel more ready, more certain, more confident. It presents false safety in hesitation, disguised as wisdom, but that day never comes unless you summon it through movement. Delay grows heavier the longer it's fed. But the Stoic says, now is the moment. Not next week, not when you feel more ready, not when the stars align. Now this breath, this choice, this step. The present is the battlefield where dreams either die or become reality. There is no stage beyond this one. The performance is already happening, whether you rise to meet it or sit in the wings. When you delay action, you delay becoming. You stay a version of yourself that was meant to be outgrown. Delay keeps you shackled to potential without progress. It's like holding a seed in your hand and never planting it. Every excuse is a brick in the wall between you and your potential. Each one feels reasonable in isolation. I'm tired. It's not the right time. I'll do it after this. But together, they form a prison. Silent, invisible, and devastating. A prison with no locks, only habits. The only way through is to act, not perfectly, not boldly, just consistently. Because consistent movement, however small, shatters the illusion of stuckness. It breaks inertia like sunlight through fog. The door does not open with contemplation, it opens with the reach for the handle. Courage lives not in the loud leap, but in the quiet, lean forward. The moment you act, you remind yourself that you are not helpless, you are in motion. The Stoics believed in reasoned action, not chaotic impulse, but deliberate steps guided by virtue. Action guided by justice, courage, temperance, and wisdom. These weren't abstract ideals, they were the compass by which to live and make decisions. They understood that motion without meaning is no better than stillness. It's easy to mistake movement for progress, but directionless hustle leads to burnout. You can be busy and lost, or slow and clear. A flurry of motion without purpose is merely noise, a distraction from real growth. Every moment you move with these virtues, you take ownership of your time. You step into the realm of agency and begin to live, not react. You take responsibility for your impact, knowing that your choices ripple outward far beyond the moment. You become a craftsman of your character, not a casualty of your environment. You stop being a victim of circumstance and become an architect of your character, laying bricks of discipline, awareness, and intention one moment at a time. You trade reaction for responsibility. You replace impulse with clarity. And in doing so, you start to reclaim your life minute by minute, decision by decision, act by act, each one a vote toward your ideal self. These decisions compound. They are not just about what you do, but about who you become. Repeated often enough, they form the scaffolding of a strong soul, and that is the true reward of action in the now. It's not about chasing an ideal self with longing eyes. It's about earning your identity, one quiet and deliberate choice at a time. It's not dramatic, it's not glamorous, but it's powerful, it's sustainable, and it's yours. Choose one hard thing each day, and do it first. Not the convenient task, not the easiest checkbox. The thing that challenges you, stretches you, humbles you. That one task you've been avoiding is usually the one that matters most. It's the conversation you fear, the project you delay, the effort you resist, and it's also the breakthrough you seek. Break inertia, disarm resistance by confronting it. Start before it feels comfortable, move before you're ready, and readiness will catch up. Because readiness doesn't precede courage, it follows it. The motion itself is what sparks the mind and fuels the momentum. Action breeds clarity. Purpose is not found in overthinking, it's revealed in forward motion. Train yourself to act without needing ideal conditions. Because ideal conditions are rare, but opportunity hides in every hour. Quiet, waiting, watching for those who are bold enough to act anyway. Use your time with intent. Don't squander it on what numbs you. Don't outsource your attention to endless distractions. Treat time as the limited currency it is, because every second you spend cannot be retrieved. Time is not a resource you manage, it is a life you shape. Don't multitask mindlessly. Focus fully, as if your future depends on it, because it does. The person you become is being shaped by what you give your focus to. Attention is a sacred contract. Invest it wisely. Let your work be immersive. Let your concentration become your discipline. Let your environment reflect your priorities. When you give something your full energy, your full awareness, you extract value beyond just results. You build presence. You train your mind to resist the pull of mediocrity. And over time, that presence becomes your signature. Schedule solitude to reflect, not just for escape, but for connection with your deeper self, your mission, your values. In silence, things become clearer. In stillness, direction reveals itself. Clarity isn't born from chaos, it's born from conscious pause. Use solitude to realign, to remember who you are and where you're going, to break free from the noise of the world and reconnect with the wisdom already within you, to sift through your thoughts and keep only what strengthens you. Live as if each day were a life, because it is. Each sunrise is a reset. Each day is a full cycle of beginning, becoming, and closing. Every morning is birth, every night is death. And what you do in between, that's your legacy in motion. That's the script of your character. That's the soul of your story being written in real time. Make it count. Make it worthy. Make it yours. Chapter 4. Adversity is a teacher. When life resists you, it is not always punishment. Sometimes it's preparation. The Stoics embraced the idea of amor fati, the love of fate. To love not just the good, but even the unwanted, the challenging, the painful. They understood that resistance was not the enemy, but the forge. To be tested was to be trusted, trusted with an opportunity to rise. The friction we encounter is not there to stop us, it's there to sculpt us. Each trial is a lesson in disguise, each setback a signal, each difficulty an invitation to deepen your roots and stretch your strength. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." What a powerful truth. The wall you face is not a blockade. It is a redirection. It forces you to grow new skills, new strength, new vision. It demands creativity, adaptability, and the patience to endure the process of transformation. Obstacles expose the truth about your commitment. Are you in love with ease, or are you in love with growth? Are you chasing comfort or cultivating capability? The stoic mind chooses the latter every time. Adversity burns away the unnecessary. It strips you down to your essence. It silences the noise of expectation and reveals what's essential. It shows you who you are beneath the distractions, beneath the roles, beneath the mask you wear for the world. It is a mirror that reflects your true character, not who you say you are, but who you are when no one is watching. It reveals the gap between your ideals and your behavior. It dares you to close that gap. It challenges your philosophy, not just what you believe, but whether you live it under pressure, whether your values hold their shape when life squeezes you. It teaches humility when ego would rather blame. It sharpens perspective when the world around you becomes clouded. It strengthens will by forcing you to reach deeper than comfort allows. It presses you to reconsider what really matters. What's worth holding on to? What you can live without? It pulls you inward to the core of your character and asks, will you stand or will you surrender? Adversity is not a detour. It is the direct path to authenticity. It doesn't break you. It introduces you to the you that was waiting to be awakened. The Stoics did not ask for easier lives. They trained for stronger minds. They didn't pray for their burdens to vanish. They built themselves into people capable of carrying them. They didn't wish away the storms. They became the kind of people who could walk through them. They didn't curse the weight they carried. They built the muscle to hold it. They didn't resent the darkness. They trained their eyes to see in it, to navigate through it, to endure it until dawn. They understood that strength is not born in stillness, but in struggle. They knew that gold is purified in fire, and so is character, that growth demands heat, and clarity is born from the pressure that discomfort brings. They welcomed discomfort like an old teacher, knowing it would deliver lessons comfort never could. They saw every hardship as a sacred test, not a trap, but a training ground. They looked at hardship as a sharpening stone, not a sentence. So must we. We must walk into difficulty not with dread, but with discipline, not with fear, but with focus, not with despair, but with deliberate strength. Because life will not always give us warning. It will press down hard without permission and ask what we're made of. And the Stoic answer is not noise, it's action. Quiet, precise, committed action. Let resistance refine you. Let trials temper you. Let pressure forge your principles. Let setbacks shape your standards. Let adversity not just teach you, let it transform you into the type of person who looks back not with bitterness, but with honor. Make it your ally, not your enemy. Welcome it like a craftsman welcomes the whetstone. Let it be the place where your courage is born, your resilience is tested, your endurance is proven, and your true self is revealed. Because only in that crucible do we stop pretending and start becoming. When facing difficulty, ask, what is this trying to teach me? Every hardship is a hidden lesson. Every painful moment is a page in your instruction manual for strength. Don't resist it blindly. Study it. Observe your reactions, your impulses, your thoughts under pressure. These are the true diagnostics of your character. Learn from every failure, because failure is rarely final. It's feedback. It's your opportunity to get honest, to get clear, and to get better. Write down lessons from discomfort. Document the insights. Turn your trials into teachings. Turn every scar into a source of wisdom. Practice gratitude not just for comfort, but for confrontation, because confrontation reveals who you really are. It unearths your weaknesses, yes, but it also unlocks your reserves of strength. Give thanks for the struggle, because struggle wakes up the parts of you that ease puts to sleep. Give thanks for the things that didn't go your way, because they pushed you to develop something deeper within. That is how you become unshakable, by standing where others fall, by learning where others complain, by building your inner fortress brick by brick, day by day, lesson by lesson. Let nothing be wasted. Let every test teach. Let every storm sharpen you. Chapter 5. You are stronger than you feel. The Stoic message is not one of arrogance, but of awakening. It's not about pretending you are invincible. It's about realizing that you've been powerful all along, but you forgot where that strength lives. We forget our strength not because it disappears, but because we stop using it. It hides beneath layers of habit, of comfort, of noise. Like an untrained muscle, the mind softens when it's not challenged. The soul grows quiet when it's not summoned. The will grows distant when it's not tested. The mind, like the body, weakens when neglected. And just as you must lift weight to gain strength, you must endure resistance to grow resilient. Resilience must be trained, not in loud moments of motivation, but in the quiet persistence of everyday effort. Your strength grows every time you show up when you don't feel ready, every time you hold your ground when it would be easier to flee, every time you act on your values when it costs you something. Epictetus said, "How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself?" That question is not a threat, it's a challenge. It's a mirror held to your excuses. It's a call to stop waiting for ideal conditions and start living with higher standards. The voice that says, "I can't," is often just a habit, a whisper left behind by fear, echoed by past failure. It speaks in your own voice and cloaks itself in logic. But you've been through storms before. Don't forget how you survived. You didn't get this far by accident. You endured things you thought would break you. You kept walking when others stopped. You adapted. You rose. That wasn't luck. That was you. That was your spirit refusing to die. That was your soul stepping forward when your body had nothing left. Strength is not the absence of struggle. It is your stance within it. It's when you still move forward, even when every part of you wants to retreat. It's when your body is tired, but your soul says, "I'm not done yet." It's the decision to keep showing up, even when the results aren't instant. It's choosing to remain grounded when chaos demands panic. It's trusting in your process when nothing around you offers confirmation. It's walking through the desert with no map, but still walking. Strength is often quiet. It is often misunderstood, but it is always powerful. It doesn't need validation. It doesn't need celebration. It needs conviction. There is a part of you the world hasn't seen yet. That quiet depth, that dormant fire, that ancient will you inherited from your ancestors who endured worse and still made a way forward. It's the part of you forged in difficulty, hidden beneath the surface, waiting for its chance to rise. Don't quit before you let it rise. Don't retreat when you're one push away from breaking through. Just because no one sees your progress doesn't mean it isn't happening. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it never will. Growth is rarely visible at first. Strength is often cultivated in silence. This isn't the end of your strength, it's the beginning of your revelation. What's buried isn't lost. It's becoming. It's waiting for your commitment to bring it to life. Challenge your limits, not recklessly, but purposefully. Don't charge into every storm unprepared, but don't hide from the wind either. Push your edge mindfully so you grow without breaking. Stretch your capacity every day with intention. Say yes to discomfort, not because you enjoy pain, but because you understand its purpose. Embrace the lessons that only struggle can teach. Let discomfort be your coach, not your enemy. Say no to doubt, not because it won't come, but because it doesn't get the final word. Doubt is loud, but it is not wise. Learn to ignore its noise and trust your process. When you feel weak, act strong. not because you're faking it, but because action leads emotion. Strength is not a feeling, it's a decision. When your legs tremble, still take the step. When your voice shakes, still speak the truth. When your inner critic gets loud, let your discipline speak louder. Let your actions be louder than your fears. Let your consistency become the argument your doubt can't win. Create a mantra, something that holds you together when the world tries to pull you apart. Something that grounds you when fear floats in. Speak it daily. I am not done yet. Say it when you rise. Say it when you falter. Say it until it becomes the drumbeat of your will. Chapter 6. Comparison is a thief. We live in an age where the lives of others are constantly in view. Every scroll reminds us of someone else's progress, success, beauty, or brilliance. We are bombarded with curated images and edited lives, and slowly, quietly, our peace begins to erode. But the Stoics warned about the danger of comparison. Marcus Aurelius told himself, "Ambition means tying your well-being to what other people say or do. Sanity means tying it to your own actions." He knew that comparison steals clarity. It confuses direction. It warps your values. Don't quit because someone else is ahead. Their pace is not your purpose. Their spotlight is not your measurement. You are not late. You are not lost. You are walking your own road with your own challenges, your own triumphs, and your own timing. Your path is yours. You were not made to copy. You were made to create. The Stoic does not compete for attention. He competes for mastery. And mastery demands focus on your own progress. Comparison blinds us to our own progress. It turns victories into disappointments and efforts into frustrations. It makes us forget where we began and what we've overcome. It causes us to discount the strength it took just to survive what others don't see. It steals gratitude and replaces it with envy. And envy is a corrosive emotion. It eats joy, clouds vision, and poisons effort. But gratitude is the foundation of perseverance. Without it, the journey turns bitter. With it, even the smallest step feels sacred. The Stoic does not measure success by the pace of others. He measures it by virtue. Are you more disciplined than yesterday? Are you more courageous in the face of fear? Are you speaking with more truth, living with more peace, and leading with more integrity? That is progress. That is enough. That is the true scoreboard, the inner one. Limit your exposure to comparison traps, social media, gossip, status games. Protect your mind like you would protect your home. Track your growth inwardly. Define your success in terms of effort, values, and inner peace. Let the world rush past. You are not racing them. You are refining yourself. Celebrate others, but stay focused on your lane. Let their wins inspire you, not derail you. Make silence your home, because in silence, your soul speaks. In stillness, your path becomes clear. That's where your strength is born, not in comparison, but in alignment. Chapter 7. Identity over outcome. Who you are becoming matters more than what you are achieving. In a culture obsessed with outcomes, it's easy to forget that character is the true destination. Stoicism teaches us that character is the true measure of a life well lived. The world may reward results, but your soul responds to integrity. Titles fade, trophies tarnish, and applause always grows quiet. But the person you are becoming, that is the one thing you carry with you into every challenge, every relationship, and every silent night of reflection. The external world fluctuates, applause fades, positions shift, recognition comes and goes. But who you become is what you carry with you through every storm. That is your true shelter, your inner compass, your legacy in motion. Don't quit because success hasn't shown up. Success is not an instant guest. It's a long-term resident you build room for with daily effort. Don't let the absence of applause make you abandon your pursuit. The Stoic path is not loud. It does not glitter with constant results, but it moves quietly, steadily, inwardly. Show up for who you want to be, not just what you want to get. The reward is not always tangible. Often, it's a sense of self that grows stronger with each choice aligned to virtue. Act as though your character is already watching, because it is. Every choice you make is seen, recorded, and felt within. Epictetus taught that roles can be taken from us: fame, wealth, titles. But who you are, just, honest, brave, cannot be stripped from you. That kind of inner gold isn't subject to market crashes, scandal, or time. These virtues are yours to build and yours to protect. They are immune to the world's approval and immune to its rejection. They don't rely on spotlight, they shine through action. Show up as the person your future self will thank you for. Show up even when your present self is tired, doubting, unsure. Do the right thing not for praise, but because it aligns with your soul. Do it when no one sees. Do it when no one claps. That's how character forms, in the shadows, in the silence, when the only witness is you. This is not about pretending to be strong. It is about choosing to build the strength you admire. Pretending is performance. Choosing is transformation. Strength isn't costume, it's construction. It's not borrowed, it's built. Each decision you make, no matter how small, becomes part of your identity. You are laying bricks with your behavior, whether or not you see the structure being formed. Every act of courage chisels you. Every time you keep a promise, each time you resist the urge to quit, you cast a vote for the kind of person you are. These votes may seem invisible, but they accumulate until one day you realize you've become someone you're proud of. Identity is not found, it is forged. And the forge is repetition, discipline, and honesty. It's not the loud wins, but the quiet refusals that shape you. It's in the way you respond to failure, to fatigue, to fear. That is where your true self is sculpted, not by what you say you believe, but by what you choose to live when no one is watching. When you anchor yourself to identity, you stay steady. Identity is a lighthouse. It keeps shining even when the waves crash and the fog rolls in. You weather the storms because you are rooted in something deeper than results. You are grounded in principle. Outcomes may shift, efforts may fail, but you remain unshaken because you are not what happens to you. You are who you decide to be, and decisions, when made daily with integrity, become destiny. The Stoic isn't perfect. The Stoic is persistent. They fall, but they get back up without fanfare. They return to the path. They remember their values. They choose again and again and again until their character shines through the dust of their trials. They don't aim to be admired. They aim to be authentic. They don't chase applause. They chase virtue. And in doing so, they build something far more lasting than success. They build themselves. That is the real reward, to become someone you respect in private, not someone who impresses in public. Start each day with the question, who am I becoming today? Not, what do I have to do? But who do I want to be while doing it? Let your goals be tied to virtues, patience, courage, humility. These are timeless, unshakable, and always within reach. Build habits that reflect who you want to be. Each habit is a brushstroke painting your character. Remind yourself, this is not about results, it's about reputation, the one you hold with yourself. Because in the end, long after titles fade and trophies gather dust, your integrity is what remains. And that is more than enough. Chapter 8. Silence over spectacle. The Stoics walked quietly but carried great power. They did not seek praise, they sought peace. They knew that external noise often drowns out internal wisdom. Don't quit because the world doesn't see your efforts. Much of greatness is invisible. It happens behind closed doors, in the early mornings, in the lonely hours of discipline. True greatness is born in obscurity and sustained by integrity. The Stoics understood that it is far better to be effective than to be seen. We live in a world obsessed with being seen. A world that confuses attention with value, likes with love, and visibility with importance. But the Stoic seeks to be unseen, not out of fear, but from freedom. Freedom from the addiction to approval. Freedom from the exhausting need to be constantly affirmed. They knew that real power is found in restraint, in control, in silence, in saying less and doing more, in moving with intention rather than impulse. You don't need the world to validate your fight. The fact that you are still here, still trying, still believing, that is enough. That is everything. You don't need applause to continue, nor admiration to remain disciplined. Real work often goes unacknowledged, and yet it is in those quiet corners of life, when no one is watching and no one knows, that the greatest battles are fought and won. There is dignity in quiet struggle. There is nobility in the unseen effort. Not all work is meant to be broadcast. Some of the strongest people walk in silence, with no banners, no stage, no crowd, only purpose. Seneca said, "Be silent as to services you have rendered, but speak of favors you have received." He reminded us that humility is not silence from weakness, it is silence from strength. Let humility lead. Let your actions whisper louder than any words. Let your service speak louder than your self-promotion. The Stoic does not chase attention, they attract respect through consistency and calm. They become trusted not by being loud, but by being reliable. Not by being seen, but by being steady. There is a sacredness to silent perseverance, the discipline to work in the dark, the strength to endure without applause, the ability to sacrifice without recognition. That is where transformation happens, when no one is watching. Because who you are when no one is watching is who you really are. That is your raw, unfiltered truth. In the absence of recognition, you find your real reasons. You're no longer performing, you're becoming. In the absence of praise, you develop real grit. The kind that doesn't crumble when tested. The kind that bends, but doesn't break. The Stoic learns to thrive without the spotlight, to grow without affirmation, and to persist without permission. They do not wait to be told they are doing well. They do well because it is the right thing to do. That is not weakness. That is wisdom. That is quiet mastery. That is where greatness begins and where it quietly endures. Deep within, steady as stone, silent as stars. Practice doing good without needing to be seen. Keep promises no one else knows about. Your integrity is your secret strength. Choose a discipline you keep daily, not for others, but for you. Chapter 9. Let go to go forward. The Stoics understood the weight of unnecessary baggage, regret, grievance, grudges. These are not just memories, they are anchors, pulling the mind backward and draining the soul of momentum. They cloud judgment and create an illusion of permanence around things meant to pass. But the Stoic walks forward, not by forgetting, but by releasing. By loosening the grip on what can no longer be changed, the Stoic frees themselves to step into what can still be shaped. Don't quit because of what didn't work. Failure is not a signal to stop. It's an invitation to refine, to rethink, and to rise again with wisdom. What didn't go as planned is not the end. It's the beginning of a better strategy. Don't let past failure turn into future fear. Don't allow disappointment to become a pattern of hesitation that stifles your growth. Seneca wrote, "No man was ever wise by chance. Wisdom is not found in ease. It is forged by letting go of what no longer serves. You can carry the lessons without carrying the weight. The ashes of failure become the soil for growth if you are willing to let go, to learn and to move forward with intention. The Stoic does not avoid adversity, they examine it. They ask, what is this trying to teach me? They study their setbacks not for shame, but for strategy. Forgiveness is not weakness, it is clarity. It is not surrender to the offense, but liberation from its hold on your heart. Forgiveness is not an excuse for others' actions, but a release from their control over your emotions. When you forgive, you return your power to yourself. You stop giving energy to what can't be changed. You stop rehearsing pain and start reclaiming peace. You take back your emotional sovereignty. You release others from your judgment and yourself from their grip. You no longer allow what happened to define who you are. Forgiveness is a choice to be free, to stop carrying what isn't yours anymore. It's not about pretending it didn't hurt. It's about refusing to live in the hurt forever. The Stoics practiced detachment, not from love, but from illusion. They loved fully, but without possession. They were not indifferent. They were free. They didn't fear losing what was outside their control, because they never claimed ownership of it to begin with. They let go of what they could not control, the opinions of others, the outcomes of events, the tides of fortune, the chaos of circumstance. They focused instead on their inner fortress, reason, virtue, peace. They didn't withdraw from the world, but they stepped into it with calm resolve, prepared to meet whatever came with equanimity. They knew that what truly belongs to you can never be taken, and what can be taken was never truly yours to begin with. That is not detachment from life. That is deeper engagement with what matters most. Identify one thing you've been holding on to, a mistake, a betrayal, a failure, or a conversation that never happened but still echoes in your mind. Let it come to the surface. Name it clearly. Write it down with intention, not just to document it, but to face it. Then destroy it deliberately. Burn it to ash. Tear it to pieces. Delete it with a clear breath. This is not superstition, it's symbolic action. It's telling your mind that the weight you've carried no longer serves you. It's permission to stop looping the same memory, to stop defining yourself by what wounded you. Symbolically release it as a declaration that the past has no hold on your forward motion. Free your mind. Clean the space where that memory once haunted you. Make room for new courage, for a new story. Keep only what makes you stronger, the lesson, the clarity, the grit. Let the pain dissolve, but let the wisdom remain. Let go, not because it didn't matter, but because you matter more, and step forward, not timidly, but boldly. The past is a place of reference, not residence. Step forward with new strength, new resolve, and an unburdened spirit. Chapter 10. This is your moment. All Stoic teaching leads here, the power of now, not in a vague mystical sense, but in the urgent, grounded realization that this life is slipping through your fingers. Every second counts. Every breath is a gift. Time is not an endless resource. It is a silent river, always flowing, never waiting. What you do with the moment in front of you is the only true possession you have. This is the Stoic way, to meet life with full presence, to act not later, but now. Don't quit, because this moment is yours. The past is unchangeable, the future is uncertain. But this breath, this choice, this act, it belongs to you. This is the battlefield where destiny is shaped, not by noise, but by attention. You cannot influence what has already been written, and you cannot predict what will unfold. But you can write the line in front of you. You can choose to take responsibility for this moment, to direct your energy into something deliberate and meaningful. The present moment is your opportunity to shape character, to exercise virtue, to create something lasting with your presence. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness. His words remind us that greatness is born not from grand plans, but from deliberate action. Each task, no matter how small, deserves your full focus. Each minute is a spark of opportunity, ignored by most, but held sacred by the disciplined. Treat the now as sacred because it is. Your actions today ripple outward, into your future, into your relationships, into your sense of self. One choice becomes a habit. One moment becomes momentum. Everything begins with presence. This is not a rehearsal. You are alive right now. This is not a warm-up for something greater. This is the moment you've been given. This moment does not need to be perfect to be powerful. You don't need more time. You need more clarity. You don't need motivation. You need direction. You need to say yes to the discomfort of beginning, even if your confidence hasn't caught up yet. And direction is not found in waiting. It is found in moving. The Stoic knows that meaning isn't hidden behind the next sunrise. It's hidden in how we live this one. Take your life seriously. Take yourself seriously. Take your impact seriously. But don't take your fears seriously. They are shadows, not shackles. They whisper doubts, but cannot dictate outcomes unless you give them the microphone. Let them speak, but do not let them lead. The time is not later. The time is not perfect. The time is now. Not tomorrow, not someday, not when everything feels aligned. This moment is the test and the triumph. Don't wait for the right mood, the right sign, or the right company. Don't wait to be ready. Don't wait to be certain. Don't quit. Stand up. Step forward. Speak less. Move more. Act. With conviction. With purpose. With courage. Let your footsteps become declarations. Let your effort become testimony. Because now is not just a moment. It is your responsibility, your canvas, your proving ground. It is where all potential becomes reality, where all truth becomes action, where the future you long for is quietly waiting to be claimed. Every morning, touch your chest and say, "I'm alive, I'm ready." Say it not out of habit, but with full conviction. Let it stir something ancient inside you. The part that remembers you're not here to drift, but to decide. Let those words remind you that simply being alive is an opportunity, an invitation, a calling. End each day by writing, "What did I make of my time today?" Review the choices you made, the time you honored, the energy you spent. Reflect not just on what you did, but who you were while doing it. Measure not productivity, but purpose. Celebrate discipline, not just results. Carry a token, a ring, a bracelet, a stone, something physical that holds spiritual weight. Let it anchor you to the present. Let it whisper that this is your moment, not yesterday's regrets, not tomorrow's fantasies, but now. When your focus drifts, when your courage fades, touch it. Ground yourself. Remind yourself that time is a flame. It will either burn aimlessly or forge something meaningful. Choose the fire that transforms. The Stoics never promised ease. They promised meaning. They didn't offer a life free of struggle. They offered a life rich in depth. They knew ease can weaken the soul, but effort strengthens it. Your life is not defined by ease. It is defined by how often you rise, how deeply you endure, how faithfully you hold the line when quitting seems easier. When others retreat, you remain. When comfort tempts, you choose character. That is what defines a Stoic life. This is not just philosophy. It is war, a war of the spirit, a war between reaction and reason, between weakness and will. It is a choice, not just once, but every day, every moment, every breath. It is a life, not of drifting, but of deliberate direction. Don't quit. Not when it's hard. Not when it's quiet. Not when no one sees. Because your time is now. And this moment is your proof.